Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell with Community Comment. I know I mentioned Grandma a few weeks ago, but next week we have the honor and privilege to celebrate her 100th birthday. Happy birthday, Grandma! I'm barely half her age, and as I think about what I've experienced and the adventures that I've had, it makes me think about her journey through life and her experiences. I'd like to share some of what Grandma has shared with me about what she has witnessed over the past century. Born in Iowa and raised on a farm, she was about 5 years old when the stock market crashed and the U.S. went into the Great Depression. Grandma told me when she was a child that the men would work the fields, and she would help her mom and the other women cook and do the canning of the food over a wood-fired stove. It was naturally hot and humid in the summer, but cooking and canning over a wood-fired stove only made it worse. The men would come in for lunch at noon, sit down at the table and eat, and after they left, the women would sit down at the table, and the children would eat whatever was left over as they sat on the floor along the wall. She said she only got one pair of shoes each year, and they were too large when they were new, and as the year went on, they eventually became too small and worn out. She often went barefooted in order to preserve the shoes so that she had something nice to wear to church or something warm to wear in the cold, snowy winters. Money was tight, trading food with neighbors was common, and eventually the banks repossessed most of the farms in the community. As the Depression rolled on, she eventually was sent as a young teenager by herself to California to live with her aunt and care for her newborn cousin. Her aunt and uncle had a young friend who was in the Navy, and he and Grandma hit it off. They got married, and when World War II ended, he got out of the Navy and eventually bought a plot of land on Neyland in the late 1940s to raise their family. Grandpa Bob loved his family and his community and started a small church on the hill called Greenwood Heights Chapel. I've heard many stories about Grandpa Bob, but I never had the chance to meet him. By the time I met Janine, he was already gone. I always remember seeing Grandma with children surrounding her like a mother hen. Even today, she still loves seeing her children, her grandchildren, great, and now even great-great-grandchildren. In addition to her four children and their spouses, she has 59 direct descendants. If you ask me to describe her, I'd say she's a true lady, kind, compassionate, devoted, faithful, and full of grace. I've heard people say that we should be leaving a legacy when we die, but the truth is Grandma has lived a legacy. She lived through things many of us will only read about in history books. Her legacy lives on in what she has taught all 59 of us, and the hundreds or even thousands of people in our community that she has reached through her lifetime. I hope you appreciate the elders you have in your life, and I encourage you to listen and learn from them while you still can. When asked what her secret to living so long was, Grandma replied, "I guess God hasn't called me home yet." Well, Grandma, we love you. And I can hear her echo back, "I love you more." Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend, everybody. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.